This is an act of acrobatics. From one revius to be able to pour three times on your entire hand. So it's more of a theoretical thing, but that's what the Mechaber holds, that if you're not sure your hands are clean, then you take that revius and you basically pour it three times on each hand. There's a big chiddush over here, because if the first one is used just to get away the lichluch, the filth, so mechayiv tzitzis yadayim with less than revius. But we're saying that also in the staff, because you're also doing it as part of the process of tying the hands. He says, if you look at your hands and there's no noticeable filth on the hands, chatzitzis, then just pour revius on your hands in one shot, and that's it. And Yetzu with that, you don't even need a second time. Because, respecting the Tzitzis Yadayim, Chazal treated a revius the same as we treat a mikvah in respect to a regular tefillah of the entire body. But if you only have a revius, and you're pouring a little bit to clean off your hands, and the second time you're listening to revius, the vasachas. Ramon, v'hu adin im hoyu l'mayim rabin. Reis v'tefillah, ask if you have a lichluch. If you have a lot of water, then you can use the first time to wash up the lichluch. V'achasher revius kefar, and then you put a full revius over it. Then tov mayim shlishim. Since the second time you put a full revius, then the only man shlishi. Now here is a certain chiddush. The chiddush is that we room to say that the first time you were not tired of the water on your hands, then pour revius after it was one tell. But here says no. The first time you did less than revius. The second time you did a full revius, then that's acceptable. So based on that today, if a person, the first nativa, if he does two times on each hand, the first time he does a little bit, the second time he makes sure he has a full revius, then he's clearly tired of everything with that. After both hands have water on them, if you entoil with a revius, says Mishnah Berurah, and even if you entoil your hands, you should rub them one against the other, so that the water should get to every place very well. It's all like a chila, but it's not makkah, because the meisah, we assume when you poured the water over your hands, you did reach every place. So it's spread even more homogeneously. But it's important to pay attention when you're washing your hands, that you are getting water on your entire hands. Because if you do it very quickly, very often, the water never hit half of your hands, which can't create a tzum that hears your time. Stiv gimel, notel miksat yodoi v'choza hoisef v'notel shat anish v'yodo. Person poured water on the hands, and he looks at his hands, oops, I missed half of the hands, and he wants to add to it. So it says, v'harei yodo smei kemoi shoisef, v'enu tila chatzoi. You can't do half of your hands and then the second half. But, v'madayin yesh amiksat yod sh'notel chiyot tefer nas latiach. You coat yourself right away. So you pour it on the first hand, and the water is so wet on the half of the hand that you washed, that the water is wet enough that if you touch it, it gets second hand wet enough that after that second hand touches something, it will get that second thing wet. Then you can add to it and finish off the natil with the second hand. Imagine what my restraint. The first water is, and you put your hands, that's the chaskiva has to be all in one shot, and the evidence as long as the first half was wet, and when you add it to it, it's alright. But the mayim shniyim, the second time around, then you don't have to do the whole thing in one shot. And if you did mayim nishoyim with less than a few, and you dried up your hands, even so, you could still put on the mayim shniyim. More accurately, the mayim shniyim, if you pour it on half of your hand and you dried it off, then you could still pour the second half, so you tie the water which is on the second half of the hand. Like we said, all these are nice halachas, but the main thing is be careful always to pour entire revius in one shot, each of your hands, and then you don't have all these problems.